You may have heard on the show on Monday, we reported that Melba Recordings, the independent classical music recording label, had received a $275,000 grant from the Office of Federal Arts Minister George Brandis. That grant was given back in April, and it was being covered in the arts media, particularly Arts Hub, by reporter Ben Eltham. Ben joined us to discuss what he considered a serious lack of transparency and open competition for those funds. Today we hear from the other side. Maria Van Dam, founder and head of Melba Recordings, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi Maria, thanks so much for being on the show. Tell us, why is it okay for the Arts Minister to directly award these funds to your label rather than to go through some of the other existing processes?
That's a good question. I can easily answer it. Firstly, when the Melbourne Symphony recently toured Europe, the Arts Minister did exactly as is his remit. He gave them direct funding. The ABC's directly funded. The opera companies are directly funded. The orchestras. So many institutions. And yet, when Melba was directly funded, there was an outcry, which was sort of all based on, I'm afraid to say, an untruth. The untruth was that we bypassed a process. We did not bypass a process. We went to the Australia Council. Then Chair said, we don't have any program for you to apply to, but of course I would welcome your success. Of course I would support it. Any new money to the arts is welcome. Any new money that an arts executive can win for the arts, you know, is something to be cheered at. We did nothing devious or sneaky. We went to the Australia Council. They didn't have a program. We applied directly. We were funded. And so, you know, the whole debate is really based on something which has no basis in fact.
Leaving aside the question of deviousness or sneakiness, I mean, no one, I think, would begrudge a CEO going through whatever means necessary to find the funds for their organisation. But is it your understanding that announcements of changes to the grants model of Australia Council have been made earlier this year? Is it your understanding that in the future Melba will be able to go through those channels for its funds?
No, we don't fit in any of the criteria. Read the criteria. We do not fit them. Now, the Australia Council is perfectly able to support whatever it thinks is important, and they're at the moment they're supporting contemporary music recordings, such as the ones that Ben Eltham believes in. That's fine, but they do not support the sort of initiative that a lot of Australian musicians and orchestras and luminaries such as Sir Zelman Kahn, Vladimir Ashkenazi, Barry Humphries, Geoffrey Rush, Barry Tuckwell, Lady Southey, Jean Pratt, Dame Quentin Bryce, they all rushed to support this initiative because it was important.
And I'm curious, though, I mean, you talk about the kind of distinction between the people who are funded through the Australia Council and the people who aren't. I mean, this isn't a high art, kind of low art distinction, surely.
Well, it seems to be becoming that. It shouldn't be. Absolutely shouldn't be. All of the arts should be supported with more money. But the fact is the Australia Council doesn't have a program for us. What are we to do? Just to give up? No, it was thought that this initiative, you know, when the good burghers of Melbourne decided that a great orchestra was important, they got together, spoke to government, spoke to distinguished people, and the Melbourne Symphony was created.
But are you sympathetic to, I mean, one of the charges in the article was the idea that Melba has documented links to kind of Liberal Party figures. This government's made no secret of the fact that opera, classical music, ballet, it's somewhat more kind of personally invested in. Does that give you an inside track, even if there's nothing devious about it?
Absolutely not. We've had Barry Jones on our board. We've had Ralph Willis on our board. Gough Whitlam is a supporter. I mean, we are bipartisan, like any sensible arts organisation. Every arts organisation worth its salt has members from both sides. And recently, unfortunately, the Shadow Arts Minister was reported in The Age as saying that it was very important that process be followed. Well, we have followed process. And Mark Dreyfus was a supporter of everything we stood for until this became a political football.
Look, you are to be applauded for the process you followed. It's clearly effective. You could be mentoring other arts organisations who need some advice on how to talk to people, just in our last kind of minute or so.
Can I just say that I don't want to interrupt. Look, we were successful because millions of people thought it was important that Australians be represented on the world stage and be given opportunities to be represented on a very high quality label. We have no problem with elitism in sports. We all cheer it. A lot of money, you know, a new sports oval is created. It's paid for by the government. No one minds that. And can I just say something else? Australia, for 100 years, wanted to put on its first ring, Wagner Ring opera series. That happened in 2014. $15.3 million was spent on it. It was a fabulous success. It was a triumph. However, only 5,000 people saw it. Had we not had direct funding, it would not have been recorded.
And I might add, Maria, sorry to interrupt, but your recording of it was internationally acclaimed as one of the extraordinary recordings. I think the work that you do is valuable and wonderful, and I have no doubt that the discussion about the nature of arts funding will continue far beyond here. I'm sorry that we're out of time, but I wanted to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
That's Maria Van Dam. She is the CEO of Melba Recordings, the independent classical music recording label. If you're keen to continue the conversation about the nature of arts funding, and read Maria's full statement in response to the Arts Hub article, they're on our website at RN. You're listening to Books and Arts Daily. I'm Michael Williams.